Today, I'm taking time to visit with Governor Ron DeSantis. He's in Florida, but we get a chance to visit with him. And Governor, thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Good to be with you. How you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. I know that you've been spending a lot of time in Iowa, trying to hit all the counties, and thought I'd like to find out a little bit from you. You know, when campaigning starts, things change, and I'm guessing probably the last time you were here, we started to see more about the Israeli-Hamas type situation, what's going on there. Is that starting to pick up some questions from our local people?
Yeah, it is. So I was in Iowa the day that the war broke out. And so I think initially there was clearly a lot of solidarity that we need to stand with the state of Israel and the people of Israel as they defend themselves and eliminate Hamas, because the barbarity that we saw just cannot be tolerated in a civilized society. And Israel has every right to defend itself. Then I think as we started thinking about this, and I was going through kind of the same thought process, but I think a lot of the voters were too, we say, okay, if Israel has one of the strongest border security in the world, and this could happen there, well, we have 7 million people that have come illegally on our border. We know people have come from Iran, from China, from Russia, from the Middle East, across the border. We know people on the terror watch list have come across the border. So that vulnerability is really, really real. And then I think also that what compounded that was you saw the scenes in our own country of people demonstrating in favor of Hamas. And, you know, I'm as pro-Israel as they come, and I'm proud of it. People can have different views on the Middle East, but when you're out there celebrating a group that has massacred babies, that is executing elderly people, killing innocents like that in the most grotesque and barbaric fashion, you know, that's a huge, huge problem. And so you see that we've got issues here in our own country. So this border has been a huge issue for me. You know, I said that we're going to declare it a national emergency on day one. I'm going to stop the invasion when people come illegally. I'm sending them back. I am going to build the border wall. You know, Donald Trump said that he was going to have Mexico pay for it, and then that didn't happen. And then in Iowa recently, he said, well, there was no legal mechanism I can do. I'm going to do fees on remittances that people send back to Mexico and other countries. That'll raise billions, so we'll have the money to do the wall. But then we're going to lean in on the Mexican drug cartels, because they're really facilitating a lot of the migration, the drugs. People are dying in our country for this. So this is an issue that people have been talking about for years and years, and I'll be the leader that finally brings it to a conclusion.
That's one aspect of, I know, what at least a lot of farmers take a look at when it comes to Mexico. It is one of our big trading partners as well for producers. We know that. And is there a balancing act there, or is it just we do with the deal with the security part? That's one thing. And then the economy, that's the other?
Well, look, I think Mexico ultimately is going to work with us on the security, because it's an untenable situation to have 100,000 Americans dying with product that's coming across the border from their country. I think the leadership in Mexico has trouble to publicly distinguish from the cartels, because I think the cartels have a lot of power. But when push comes to shove, we are just not going to let people overrun our country. Yes, trading partner important, but ultimately, well, we have a lot of leverage in this situation, and we'll apply that leverage appropriately to generate good outcomes for the country. And we were also, by the way, there's a lot of countries around the world who we have a lot of leverage over, that we could use that leverage to open up markets and access for our farmers here in the United States. And so we're going to be doing that, particularly as we look to Asia and the Asia Pacific region. We are going to lean in on that. You don't even need a big trade agreement. There are access points that we should have, and I'm going to pursue those for our farmers.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, that's something that a lot of producers probably always curious about, and how it's going to work out. And there are a lot of variables that you can work with on there. What are some of the other things that you're hearing from Iowa voters?
Well, I think on the economy, we're in a crunch like we haven't seen in many decades. Grocery prices have probably doubled. Yes, everything you're buying is more important. But the mortgage rates now are over 8%. If you look at the average home price 4 or 5 years ago and compare today, the monthly mortgage payments are twice as much as what it would have been 4 or 5 years ago for that average priced home. people's incomes haven't gone up twice as much. In fact, incomes have been stagnant in most parts of the country. Florida, our incomes have actually, you know, done well because we've had a strong economy. But that is the American dream slipping away. So we've got to correct the economic decline of this country and reverse it. And I'm going to do that in a number of ways. One, Congress has spent too much money. That's why the prices went up with the borrowing and the printing of money. We're going to remedy that. We're going to get the bureaucracy off the backs of small businesses and individuals. I mean, Iowa farmers have had to deal with a bureaucracy run amok, not helpful for the economy. And then we are going to do full-scale domestic energy production. You're going to have all of our resources are going to be used, oil, gas, biofuels, and we are going to be the dominant energy producer in this world. That is going to mean lower gas prices for you, lower energy costs throughout the economy, which will help tamp down on inflation. And maybe even more importantly, that'll be more national security for our country. Because when we're dominant in energy, Russia is worse off, China's worse off, Iran's worse off, Venezuela's worse off. When we try to pursue what Biden's trying to do, kneecapping domestic production, trying to force a transition to a green new deal that benefits China, it benefits Russia, it benefits Iran, and we don't want to do that. The world is very, very dangerous. We're at a precarious position, probably more precarious than any time we've had since the Cold War, and we need American leadership, and we need American strength, and that starts at home by having a strong economy and being a dominant energy producer.
All right. One thing I did want to ask, because we're literally, what, about 3 months away from caucus time here, so I know you've been going around paying visits to all the counties and building that base. Again, that's always caucus time. I know how it works over all these years. You got to have that strong base to be able to have the good showing out there. So how has it been going so far? And is it, again, continuing to build as you go for that push here in 3 months?
No, absolutely. I mean, I'm the only candidate doing all 99 counties. We've done 80 of the 99 already. This is stuff that people appreciate when you show up. We've been in areas where only a couple hundred people caucused in 2016, and we're getting 100, 150 people to show up at a retail stop. And so we've gotten great response. This is how you build the base. Everyone that I've talked to in Iowa that's been familiar, I've talked to people, they were for Cruz or Santorum in 2012 or Huckabee in 2008. They're like, you're ahead of all, we're way ahead of where these guys were at the time. So we've done it right. We have a lot more work to do, but we're going to outwork everybody, and we're going to deliver the message that we need to reverse the country's decline. We need to usher in an American revival. I'm the guy you can trust to, one, win the election, and then, two, actually deliver on all the things that we know need to get done, because that's exactly what I've done in Florida. Have had unprecedented political success, which Republicans need to do. We need to have success like Republicans have done in Iowa, but we failed throughout most of the country in 2022. And then who's going to be able to follow through on this, serve those two terms, and make sure the country gets put on the right track? And I'm the guy for that.
Yeah, and we know that the challenges, and I'm sure some people will ask you questions about it, about who you're going to surround yourself with there, too. The big thing is, first, we need the nomination. Then we'll go for the rest of what's going to be happening when we're in Washington.
Yeah, but I think it's, you know, what I tell people is my general approach to personnel matters. I mean, you can't do it as an executive all by yourself. You can make great decisions. You can have great vision, but you need people that share that vision, that are going to be in the trenches working to implement that. And it's very important you do. I will do this. I will not recycle people from Washington. I'm going to bring people from outside of Washington to serve in the administration. We need to rein in this bureaucracy and return power back to the American people. You don't do that by just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So I think people will be very pleased to see how we're going to approach personnel. And that's from the most important positions like Attorney General and Secretary of State, but also two or three rungs down the ladder where that rubber oftentimes really meets the road right there. We either have our policies implemented faithfully or you allow the bureaucracy to kneecap those policies. I refuse to let the bureaucrats win. We've got to get the job done.
Well, you've been there. You know what it's like and the challenges you face. So I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us. Folks, this is Governor Ron DeSantis, who's, again, the Republican, one of the Republican candidates seeking the presidential nomination. And I know you're going to be back in Iowa, so folks should be looking for those stops and get out and get a chance to meet with you.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. God bless everybody. Talk soon.